problem to hold you, tongue stroke you, please you like I'm supposed to. Touch spots that ain't ever been touched, and I won't stop till both these squirrels get they nuts. Hey, you know it's good when we freaking, king size squeaking after I ease in. If you was with me, baby, 24/7, best believe that every single day would be a sweet day. Girl, you sweeter than a cheesecake. If you want beef, prophecy would be a beefcake. I make love to you till you fall asleep, leave you a sweet dream between the sheets.
Was the night before that night. I was born on that day, but not last night. Once upon a time, I had my cash right. Plug called, he ain't act right. I'm far from a slow nigga in this fast life. He pulled up, I got low, hit the black light. Once upon a time, slimy niggas catch a bad night. When bad police die, they don't deserve that guy. Once upon a time, they need to feel what God raps like. Old soul, so folks feel me like a past light. A head bustle, I'm shining bright as a mag light. Once upon a time, when will the government act right? Opinionated imbeciles just...
What's good, everybody? It's been Big Doug coming live and at you with another True Players Podcast episode on Sunday, right before the game start. I'm going to keep it brief because the game's going to start at around 1 p.m. and I do apologize for the late entry. My computer was giving me a little glitches this morning, so I have to work on that and make sure to give you guys a clean content today. Basically, what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the recapping week two. We're gonna preview the week three of the NFL season, and talk about a little bit about Ime Udoka and the Brett Favre situation. Talk a little bit about those. I think that those particular situations require a different podcast, but I'm gonna speak on it a little bit, and just get right to it, guys. First of all, we got the both baseball teams this week clinched their playoff berths. They didn't clinch their divisions yet, but they clinched their playoff berth. They will be in the playoffs this year. It all depends which position they'll be in, whether they'll be in a wild card or a division winner. And in the case of the Yankees, they won six in a row, beating Boston yesterday 7-5. The Yankees seem to be more of a much more better position to clinch their division sooner than the Mets, because their second place team in the AL East is the Toronto Blue Jays, and they're backed by 8.5 games. I honestly don't see the Yankees really blowing that big of a lead getting close to the season's end. So they'll probably clinch the division quicker than the Mets. The Mets, on the other hand, the last three games against the Braves in Atlanta is going to be the division winner, in my opinion. Quick things to talk about the Yankees real quick. Aaron Judge's chase for the legitimate home run record of 61 by Roger Maris. He's probably going to be, if he does do it, he's probably going to be the first guy to do it cleanly. So we're gonna continue to root for that and see that happen. But he's not going to break Bonds' record of the 73 home runs in the season. He's not going to break that. So his season's coming to a close soon. That's it. Luis Severino comes back at the nick of time for the Yankees, who need their starting pitching to be up front and sharp for the postseason if they're going to make a deep run and give us potentially another Subway Series against the Mets. As far as the Mets go, they clinched their playoff berth this past Tuesday. They maintain a 1.5 lead against the Braves right now. Brandon Nimmo was out with an injury with his quadricep. He came back, but they're taking their time with him, playing him every other game. But my concern with the Mets is that when they get Starling Marte back, they need him back on the team to provide that offense, assist with the offense and things like that. So I'm excited. I'm excited that both teams are in the playoffs, but I'm worried about both teams as well. And DeGrom had his little clunker yesterday. You know, he got beat by the A's yesterday, 10-4. Gave up, I believe, 5 earned runs yesterday, which is he has had much of those clunkers since been 3 years ago. They said 2019, since he had that bad of a start. So I'm glad he's getting that bad start off his chest now and not in the postseason. So we'll just roll with the punches from there. All right, guys. So any questions, guys? Definitely, I am live. So any questions, any issues, definitely hit me up. If you want to join the podcast, I will definitely attach the link to the podcast for you to join in. Like I said, it's going to be a quick one because we want to be ready for the games at 1 o'clock. And let me get into the preview recapping week two with the Giants and Jets. Right now, as I posted the link, if you want to join the podcast and be on camera, there it is. Let's talk about the Giants here. The Giants, you know, I'm kind of proud of this team. Brian Daboll has finally changed the culture. After going through three different head coaches, three head coaches prior to him, they couldn't get the culture changed. He got it done within the first two games of the season. The other coaches had except for McAdoo. Everyone had like 2-3 years to try to change the culture of the Giants organization and failed to do it. He's done it in two games. This team is 2-0 and playing some decent football. He's gotten Daniel Jones to play much better than he has over the past few years, less turnovers. This past game, he didn't have a turnover. He didn't fumble the football. They rely more on Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley again with 70 carries for 72 yards, which is, you know, they still utilize him very well, and it's a good thing. Now, the key about the Giants is the Panthers 19-16 last week. There's a very good chance they may go 3-0 as they play the Cowboys in about, you know, hopefully it's at 4 o'clock. I got to double check the time for the game, but hopefully they have an opportunity to go 3-0 in the NFC East. The Cowboys are without Dak Prescott for the season. It's a game that the Giants should win. To continue to run the football, play great defense, and not make turnovers, they should get that done and come back 3-0. So we could do that. Now let's get to the New York Jets. Oh, by the way, before I get there, Kayvon Thibodeau is going to make his debut today against the Cowboys to give the Giants another pass rusher to utilize in their defensive system. Like I said, the defense is playing great. All right, so we're gonna move on to the New York Jets. Last week, a minute 33 to go, the Jets were staring at 0-2. Down 30-17. And I must say, I don't think there would have been any other quarterback on that roster that could have done what this former Super Bowl champion did to bring the Jets back from 13 down. There's not a quarterback on that roster. I don't care. You could tell me about Zach Wilson all you want. He could have done it? No. Everybody was throwing dirt on Joe Flacco's name. He brought this team back. Minute 33 to go. With some luck. Yes, with some luck. And plus with a new stud receiver that's coming into his own after two games, Garrett Wilson. The difference between this offense and last week's offense, finally, Mike LaFleur is called a good game. Finally. It wasn't boring. He was moving players around. He was moving Garrett Wilson from the slot to the outside like I wanted him to do all the previously. You know, so the offense was moving, especially in the second half. Breece Hall contributed. You know, that he's going to be something special too. That Breece Hall, if he gets more carries, but you know, we also got Michael Carter, so we got two good running backs on the roster. But keep in mind one thing: they were down by 13 points in a minute 33 to go. Joe Flacco gets a touchdown pass in with 33 seconds, about a minute left. He got that touchdown to make it 30-24. Okay. I have never seen a New York Jet team in my lifetime that I can remember recover an onside kick. And they did that. Which Place Kicker did a hell of a job. Well, I think it was Zerline that did the onside kicker. But he did a hell of a job with the onside kick. They recovered. And then this stud rookie, Garrett Wilson, I'm telling you, he's going to be a star, man. He got that edge to him. He got that thing with him. He got that edge. Comes back. Joe Flacco throws the ball, end zone, touchdown, extra point, 31-30. The defense closes the deal with the interception of Brissett at the end, close to the end of the game. There you go. There you have it. Bobby Salah, Robert Salah gets his victory. But you still don't get your receipts yet, Salah. You don't get your receipts yet, buddy. And from my standpoint, you're not getting no receipts from me. But a good win overall. Now they got to go go play against the defending AFC champions, the Bengals, today. Continue the same thing. Run the football. Don't turn the ball over. Continue to create opportunities for Garrett Wilson. I think it's time to minimize Corey Davis on the team. My only wish was I wish Denzel Mims had the type of attention in the offense that they give to Garrett Wilson as far as getting him the ball. But that's another story for a different time. Okay. But slowly but surely, Garrett Wilson is becoming the number one receiver on the Jets after two games. After two games. So it's not slowly. It's happening as we speak. All right. And Sauce Gardner, you know, I must say Amari Cooper really tortured Jets last game. Eight catches, 103 yards and a touchdown for Amari Cooper. And most of those catches was against the other cornerback, not against Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner is slowly but surely starting to create his own island out there. So will he be Revis-esque? I don't know. But it looks good. He got the confidence, got the cockiness to hold anybody down right now. So right now, as we embark, you know, on the Ring of Honor, my man Nick Mangold is about to be inducted into the New York Jets Ring of Honor. But people don't realize Nick Mangold was part of the 18 years of dominant play at the center position for the New York Jets, along with Kevin Mawai. There has not been one organization who could tout that. 18 straight years of dominant play at the center position between two centers. Kevin Mawai is already in the Ring of Honor, and now Nick Mangold is going to join him there at the Ring of Honor. It'd only be so sweet the Jets could actually close out this induction with a W. It would be so sweet. Let me tell you something about Nick Mangold, 7-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro center for 11-year career with the New York Jets. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat that. He was a pro's pro. He was a leader in that locker room. And let's try to get this W for him. You know what I'm saying? Go up 2-1. Then we start now give Robert Salah his receipts after this game. If he's able to pull it off, let's give him those receipts. So, like I said, it's great things about to happen with this team. They're playing against the Bengals. The Bengals are wounded, they're 0-2. Listen, the Bengals are a good team. They got a good quarterback. A great quarterback there in Joey Burrows. So don't sleep on them. It's going to be a tough game. The Bengals got great defense. Like I said, it's going to be a tough game. But I expect the Jets to have an A game because, like I said, Nick Mangold is going to be inducted to the Ring of Honor. So let's make that happen. Okay? So before we end the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to speak about two situations. The Brett Favre situation, which I don't know much about because it hasn't been spoken about. Now I'm going to touch about I'm not going to touch about why it was. We all know why it was because it's Brett Favre. You know, you got to consider that it's Brett Favre. Something about welfare and things like that. But like I said, I'm not going to go too deep into it because that's a whole other podcast. That's not to bring in along with my brother Joey G and some other sports enthusiasts to come and speak about that. But I want to speak about Ime Udoka, Boston Celtics head coach, who was suspended this week for violating company policy and with a sexual interaction with a female employee. My thing is, though, which I agree, I see Stephen A. Smith speak about it. I heard Kendrick Perkins speak about it. And the woman, if you're gonna put out Ime Udoka's name out there, you might as well put the woman's name out there too, that he had relations with. And what I'm hearing, you know, from people who say this, the situation is much more worse than it is. From, you know, I see Matt Barnes posted something on Instagram. I seen Kendrick Perkins even mentioned it on Malika Andrews' show, that is, this shit is worse than what's been put out there. But however, two consenting adults having sexual relations, or whatever relations they're sexual relations, you know, that if that's policy, then all parties involved should be punished, not just one party. As you see in the press conference, Brad Stevens and the owner both said that the woman would not be punished, which I think is wrong. If a company, why policy should be for every single employee there? You know? Should be for every employee. For intents and purposes, Ime Udoka's suspension is basically a recommendation for dismissal. That's my opinion. You're going to suspend a coach for a whole year, he's going to get fired. He should get fired for being stupid. He should be stupid. You have a fiance. You have a child with your fiance who is Nia Long. You're dating a high-profile individual, Nia Long. And to think that you could parade around and have side chicks who are in the organization that you work for and think you're not going to get put out on blast, you must be stupid. That wasn't smart. I saw his apology. It's all good. Apology is great. It's wonderful. It's gravy. But it doesn't take away the fact that you did something wrong. And that's what you need to be. You're being held accountable for it. But by the same token, you should not be the only one being held accountable for that. I'm just listening to things on TV, the news saying that, oh, the woman tried to end the relationship and he kept on pursuing it. I don't know what to believe, but all I know is, from my opinion, in the interest of fairness, both parties should be suspended, the male and the female. But of course, as a man, you're paying for past transactions of men of previous generations with their womanizing ways and things like that. And the women today are taking the mantle to defend the women who were, you know, cheated on or disrespected and things like that. I get that to a degree. But when I saw the very beautiful Malika Andrews, the way she was responding to Stephen A. Smith, the way she was responding to Kendrick Perkins, bringing in different points of view that you may not agree with, you got in your feelings. I don't know why you got in your feelings for that four, because it had nothing to do with you, unless you had some type of relationship with the head coach. I don't know. We don't know. But the way you're moving, the way you're acting, you're trying to be disrespectful to men who agreed that he deserved to be suspended. I agree he deserved to be suspended. Hell, he should be fired because he violated company policy. That's why he should be fired. If you get a regular job in company, if you violate company policy, you get fired. You know, but but hindsight being 2020, company policies apply to people who they want to get rid of. I know that from working in the healthcare system. They'll bend a company policy if they like you. And make sure you keep your job. And this is the problem. If it's company policy, there's no such thing as selectivity. There's no such thing as being selective. It has to be across the board, cut and dry. That's it. It's in paper. So in my opinion, you know, like I said, the woman needs to also be suspended or fired too. If the dog gets fired, she gets fired too. I'm not going to speculate because I've also seen her think that she actually is a wife of a VP of the Celtics, something like that. I don't know if that's true or not. A lot of things, a lot of women being smeared on Twitter. And I think Malika Andrews is also upset about that. But that didn't come from Ime. It didn't come from, I don't believe it, you know, it doesn't come from the Celtics. But, you know, you got people in Twitter who say dumb shit all the time. Who just throw shit out there and claim they got sources. My problem with Malika is when you come on Stephen A's show and he's telling you, I mean, Stephen A. is, you know, people critically acclaimed Stephen A. Smith, I call him. A lot of people disagree with him. A lot of people agree with him. But he had valid points in regards to the situation. Kendrick Perkins, who was a player for the Celtics, who has the receipts, because he knows the Celtics organization by being a player, Malika shuts him down and gets him off her show. She keeps on saying she doesn't know. We're just speculating, but he has the receipts. You didn't want to hear the receipts. And that's wrong. As beautiful you are, no, that's wrong. And you're taking it a little bit too hard, in my opinion. But then again, we'll talk more about this in another podcast. I got to schedule a podcast for that, because for me, I saw the venom from her, the anger on her face and all that stuff. It didn't make sense to me, because, you know, common sense wise, all reporters should be objective and report what they have and the facts that they have. And she took it a whole nother personal stuff, as if she was the one I got cheated on. I don't know. But this is Ime Udoka's fault, you know. We're not absolved from any responsibility from this. Let's not get it twisted. Let's be clear. He's responsible for his stupidity and what this distraction has created for the Celtics organization, the players, after just coming off an NBA Finals appearance. That was that spot on his part. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end the podcast here. It's been brief. Love to talk to you guys some more, but game time is on, and I play some bets on the game, so I got to be watching with a fine-tooth comb and hope I win my bets. So you can definitely listen to this podcast on Anchor, Speaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and any other platforms for the podcast. You can also watch the video version on YouTube, Twitch TV, Patreon, and all that. This episode will be replayed tomorrow. Twice, once in the morning, once in the early evening. So stay tuned to that. So once again, it's your man Big Dom. Going to sign off on this podcast. Guys, I'll at you soon. Peace.